Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hello and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. I'm your host, Laura Adams. This is a special extra episode to make sure you have the most up-to-date information about recent changes to FDIC insurance. From the many emails I've received from listeners about the FDIC, I know this is a topic that really hits home right now. Like this email from Patrick. Hi, Laura. I have one question regarding holding more than $250,000 in a single SEP IRA account. First, I fully understand the money is not FDIC insured if it is in stocks, etc. However, if I allocate it to different FDIC insured CDs at different institutions, would it then all be insured? For example, if I had a $100,000 FDIC insured CD at Bank A and a second $100,000 FDIC insured CD at Bank B and a third $100,000 FDIC insured CD at Bank C, would they all be fully insured, even if all three banks failed? Thank you in advance for your expertise. Well, thanks for the question, Patrick. And have no fear, Money Girl is at your service to help you know if you need to take quick action to protect your funds. The good news is that as of October 3rd, new legislation in the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act of 2008 increased the basic deposit insurance limits. But this is a temporary measure that's just in place until December 31st of 2009. Here's a quick overview to which Patrick alluded. FDIC insurance only applies to deposits such as checking accounts, savings, money market deposit accounts, and certificates of deposit, or CDs. It does not insure any type of financial product such as mutual funds, stocks, bonds, or insurance. First, I want to make sure you understand the following two important points about coverage. Number one, you receive separate coverage for deposits held at different FDIC-insured institutions. And number two, at each institution, you receive separate coverage for deposits that fall under different types of account ownership categories. The most common ownership categories for individual depositors are single accounts, joint accounts, trust accounts, and retirement accounts. You can have all these different types of accounts open at one FDIC-insured bank and still get full coverage for each account category. It doesn't matter whether it's a checking account, savings, or CD. What matters is how the account is owned. The coverage limits apply to the total of all deposits, per depositor, per account category. Let's go through each of the most common account types. I'll give you the updated insurance limits and an example for each one. Single accounts are those that are held in the name of one person. The coverage used to be $100,000 but has been raised to $250,000. Consider this example. If you have a checking account with $75,000 and a CD worth $200,000, and they are both single accounts at the same institution, you have $25,000 that's unprotected. This is because your total insurance limit for single accounts at any given FDIC institution is $250,000. Since your single ownership accounts total $275,000, the best way to protect your money would be to transfer the excess $25,000 to a new account at a different FDIC-insured bank. Joint accounts are those held in ownership by two or more people. This coverage has also been increased from $100,000 to $250,000 per co-owner. So if you and a spouse have both your names on a savings account or CD, for example, you each have $250,000 in total joint account coverage per FDIC-insured institution. So as a couple, you have $500,000 in coverage at that bank.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob Lowe here. If you haven't heard, I have a podcast that's called Literally with Rob Lowe. And basically, it's conversations I've had that really make you feel like you're pulling up a chair at an intimate dinner between myself and people that I admire, like Aaron Sorkin or Tiffany Haddish, Demi Moore, Chris Pratt, Michael J. Fox. There are new episodes out every Thursday. So subscribe, please, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Save big money on everything for your projects now at Menards. We have all the garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center and update your backyard. Get a clean edge around gardens and flower beds with Terrace Board Landscape Edging. Available in black or brown, it's easy to install and blocks the spreading of grass and weeds. Save big on landscape options at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Trust accounts are a little more complicated, and there are two separate categories that each qualify for full insurance. These are revocable trusts and irrevocable trusts. I'm only going to discuss the informal revocable trust because it's the most common type for individuals. It's also known as a POD, or payable on death account. These are deposits owned by one or more people who intend to give the money to one or more named beneficiaries upon their death. The FDIC just simplified the rules for revocable trusts at the end of September, which is another reason why I wanted to get this update show to you. Beneficiaries used to be restricted to close family members, but now a POD beneficiary can be any person, charity, or IRS-approved nonprofit organization. All deposits in informal or formal revocable trust accounts are added together and have insurance of $250,000 per owner, per beneficiary, up to $1.25 million. An example of a trust would be a mother who wants to leave a CD to her son and to her best friend, split 50-50 between them upon her death. If she set the CD up as a POD account, she is insured up to $250,000 for each beneficiary or for $500,000 in this example. Remember that the coverage for each trust owner is calculated by multiplying 250,000 times the number of beneficiaries. It's an error to count the number of owners plus the number of beneficiaries times 250,000. There has been no change to the coverage for retirement accounts. It was 250,000 per owner and remains at 250,000. Now let's go back to Patrick's question. He said he has more than $250,000 in his IRA and wants to know if spreading it around to different FDIC-insured banks would keep him covered. Yes, that's the perfect strategy to protect the money. But now Patrick won't have to spread it around to quite as many different institutions. Let's say he has $300,000 in his IRA. he could move $50,000 to a retirement account at a different FDIC-insured bank. He's insured for a total of $250,000 in retirement accounts per institution. So if both his banks fail, he's still sitting pretty for retirement. If all these numbers have left you spinning and you need further clarification, I recommend you visit myfdicinsurance.gov. This new FDIC site has an insurance estimator that makes it easy to understand if you've exceeded your coverage for personal or business deposits. I'm glad you're listening. Keep the great emails coming to money@quickanddirtytips.com. You can find a transcript of this episode, as well as all the other great Quick and Dirty Tips podcasts at quickanddirtytips.com. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob Lowe here. If you haven't heard, I have a podcast that's called Literally with Rob Lowe. And basically, it's conversations I've had that really make you feel like you're pulling up a chair at an intimate dinner between myself and people that I admire, like Aaron Sorkin or Tiffany Haddish, Demi Moore, Chris Pratt, Michael J. Fox. There are new episodes out every Thursday, so subscribe, please, and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.